This is The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott, and today we're listening to stories that we call patient files on our show. These are stories about illness or adversity, getting through rough times, and they are a good reminder of how much we all have in common, despite the many things and the opinions that might divide us. Our next story is told by Judith Bonaducci. She teaches nursing, she's a mom and a grandmother, and she always offers you homemade food when you come to her house.
Okay, this is called Italian wedding soup. It's called wedding soup because of the wedding of the ingredients. Italian people like to make it on Easter, at Christmas time. You make all your
She's
little
created
meatballs,
a warm and welcoming meatballs. Home, but that's not the kind stock, of home she grew up in. As a child, she witnessed her father physically abusing her mother. Health researchers say this may be as harmful to children as being victims of abuse themselves. The psychological effects can last a lifetime. Judith is in her 60s now. Here's her story.
Born and raised in West Philadelphia, I grew up at 49th and Girard. My one grandmother lived up the street. I had three or four aunts on the same street, father's sisters, mother's sisters. So there were relatives everywhere. I like to say we had an Italian grapevine long before that song was made. Because when you got home, if you did something wrong, when you walked in the door, your mom already knew what you did wrong. My father was a tough guy, good man, but just a tough guy. Really bad temper. He was a bricklayer. He was probably around 5'10". Probably around 230 pounds. I think he had a 55-inch chest, my mother would always say, and his waist was a 30, she would say. Would beat my mother horribly, beat my brother horribly. I was probably around 10, and she was at the buffet in the dining room, and my father was in the living room, and he started to verbally spar with her back and forth, and she'd never back down. So he kept sparring with her, she kept sparring with him. He finally jumped up and spun her around and punched her really hard in the stomach. And the first thing I did was run down the alley to get my grandmother, because after she fell to the floor, he kept kicking her. So I got my grandmother. When she came up, she started cursing in Italian. Ma, you summon a bitch. Judy, call the police, call the police. I forget the name for the number for the police, but I had it memorized. I would just sneak down the stairs and call them, and they would come. Then they would talk to my mother and my father and, you know, what's going on? You don't really want him to go to jail, do you, lady? And then my mother would be the first to say, no, don't take him to jail. It was anything and it was everything. The garlic wasn't cut small enough. There weren't enough tomatoes in the salad. The chicken wasn't on the table, cooked and cooled when he walked in the door. Anything and everything. Stomach tight, you get block vision, you feel like you can't breathe. Your heart's beating out of your chest. Abject fear that he's beating her again. You know, you tried to escape from it, you couldn't. It was everywhere inside the house. The things I did not to hear it were tremendous when I was a kid. Putting the blanket over my head, getting under the bed, putting the fan on. The nuns taught us you prayed all the time. Jesus, get him, have him stop hitting my mother and my brother. Please have him stop, please have him stop. My cousin said to me years later, wow, your father would walk in the house. If the radio was on, we shut it off. If the TV was on, we shut it off. And we just sat down and sat like little soldiers because we were afraid. We were afraid. Broken finger, broken wrist, broken arm, ruptured spleen, black eyes. She just went through the world like that. She didn't usually go to the doctor. It's that silence, it's that diabolical, insidious, you know, tell. It's like an alcoholic kind of thing. You just don't tell. Tough lesson for a little girl to take and to learn. Okay, I'm trying to look for my mom. Get you a picture of my mom. Here's a picture of my mom holding me. My mother looked like a movie star. Dark hair, dark eyes, beautiful. She loved makeup. He would get mad if she wore something that he didn't like. He would get mad if she didn't talk. He would get mad if she did talk. Then he would beat my mother. He would beat my brother. Somehow I was spared. But was I spared? My mother's main explanation for everything that was going on was, he's still your father. And she would say, stop it. It's not as bad as you remember it. You always remember all the bad things. Well, I do remember a lot of the bad things. It's who I am. It's what it is. It lives with everything that I do. I see it through that lens.
That was Judith Bonaducci of Philadelphia. Tanya English produced this story.